Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What's up, Style Crew? We're back for another episode of Style and Conversation. And I am trying something new. So I did a solo episode as a part of the Surrender series, and I got really great feedback from that episode. And I think that this is something I want to implement more often in between the guest episodes. So my plan is to do more of these somewhat mini episodes where it's a solo episode with myself, and I'll be speaking on a variety of topics. So the topic for this week is I can do hard things. And what motivated me to record this episode is the fact that your girl is in the midst of a career change. And in order for me to fully step into this career change this week, I actually had to take a pretty big test that I have been studying for since the week of my birthday. So for a month now, I've been studying. And I took this test on Tuesday morning, and drum roll, I passed the test. So I'll share more at a later time about what this new career endeavor is. But the reason that I thought it was important for me to do this episode is, number one, for me to take a test and be successful is a major thing. I am not someone who you would consider an academic. I do consider myself to be intelligent, but I am someone who has to see material. I can hear it, and then I need to go home and study it again and again and read over it several more times in order for me to process it in a way to then be able to take a test and be successful. So this was a huge feat for me, okay? And if there is anyone else out there who can relate to this, who has test anxiety, who just doesn't do well, who maybe didn't have the best grades growing up, maybe this is something you can relate to. To be transparent, I was an AB student from elementary school going into middle school. And then as certain topics got introduced into my curriculum, I started to become an ABC student. By high school, I was a BC student, and that continued on through college. Whereas I have two sisters who are incredibly smart and A students, right? So for me, academically, to be truthful, I always felt inferior in that sense. And so my feeling of inferiority looking back on it, I think it caused me to not go after certain things that require me to go a step further in terms of continuing education, studying, whatever the case may be. And I am sharing this in case there is someone out there that may have No, I'm going to take a step back. I feel it in my spirit that there is someone that has struggled with this, currently is struggling with this, and this is holding you back. And so I'm here to tell you that you can do hard things. That's it. That's the quote. You can do hard things. I know there's someone that needs to hear this right now and needs to go back and play that on repeat, put it on a post-it, put it on your bathroom mirror, take a picture, make it your phone wallpaper, whatever the case may be. But just know and remember, you can do hard things. And when you come to that conclusion that you can do hard things, there's such a feeling, and you pursue the hard things in plural, there's such a feeling of accomplishment. And it's just so empowering. And so whoever it is that needs to hear this, I want to encourage you to, push past that feeling of fear of failure and do the hard thing. So the first thing you need to do is acknowledge the hard thing. That's number one. Number two, figure out what is necessary in order to be successful at this hard thing. Is that What resources do you need? Is that studying? Is it financial resources? Do you need to get connected to a certain person? What is that hard thing? What are the things that are quote unquote barriers to you accomplishing the hard thing? Okay. Number three, commit to seeing the hard thing through. For myself at this moment, I just came to the realization today that I passed my test. That was the hardest part of this. That was the barrier of entry for this process. And then I went through training today and my trainer said something that, to be honest with you, scared the hell out of me. And now I realize that there are going to be other hard parts of this journey, but I'm committing to this because I trust in my spirit and I have confirmation from God that even though this is going to be hard, this is the journey that He wants me to be on, because there are certain things that He has been showing me for years that I need to be pursuing as a part of my assignment here on earth. And there are people close to me that have also revealed these things to me. And I'm coming to terms with the fact that I can't continue to take the easy way out by not pursuing these things. Because by me continuing to take the easy way out, I keep finding myself back in the same spot. And I don't at all think that that is by coincidence. I think that in my experience, when we are outside the will of what God has for our lives, He will allow certain things to take place and He will always cover us. But until you pursue what it is that He has instructed you to pursue and you choose to be obedient, you'll continue to end up back in the same spot. And again, one day I will share my journey as this continues to develop. But today, I will tell you to pursue the hard thing. Number four is to trust God. You know, before I go to bed tonight, I'm going to have a conversation with God and just let him know, hey, I'm a little scared right now. I need you. And that's okay. That is completely a part of the journey. You'll feel a myriad of emotions when you're pursuing your hard thing, but again, it's necessary. And for myself, that feeling of accomplishment that I felt this week when I received the passing grade for this exam, there's so many words, but it's also difficult for me to explain the feeling of just joy and accomplishment that I felt. And for me personally, this feeling of accomplishment of pursuing hard things, I feel it translating in a lot of areas of my life. So I'm starting to think that even though I started pursuing these things a few months before my 33rd birthday, maybe this is what my Jesus year will represent, is me pursuing hard things. Because I see this showing up in my health and fitness, in the health and fitness space of my life, in my professional life, in my creative and entrepreneurship journey. I see it across all areas. Me even having this podcast is me doing hard things. This is a vision that I had for 2 years before I actually released this with the world. And I had no idea where to start. I had a full note that I will share. Again, this is another story I will share with you all. But I had a full note in the notes app on my phone of ideas that I had. And I would wake up in the middle of the night, like not able to sleep because I wasn't pursuing this. And then I would have these ideas and I would put them in the notes. And once I started to pursue this, all the things that I was concerned about, how would I edit this podcast? How would I get it on this platform? And how would I secure a sponsorship? All of these things, just me doing the hard thing and trusting God and surrendering it to him, man, did he show up and provide. And he still is. So I have so much more I can say, but my purpose is for this to be a mini episode. And trust me, I will be sharing so much more with you all as this journey continues. And I feel like this is something I'll need to revisit because so many people are having to embrace this. But I just want to encourage you by saying, whatever your hard thing is, if that's writing and then releasing your book, if it's filling out the job application, if it's submitting yourself for the speaking position, if it's starting your fitness journey, trying a new workout, approaching the cutie that you've been seeing at whatever spot you frequent, if it's adopting a child, adopting a pet, if it's attempting a new hobby, if it's pursuing your education, if it's mending a previously broken relationship, a previously broken friendship, whatever your hard thing is, I want to encourage you to take that leap. Pray on it, go to God on it, and just take that leap and you will have confirmation that you are on the right path, not when there is the absence of fear, but when you feel peace in pursuing that thing through the fear, and you know that God is at your right hand. So again, number one, identify your hard thing or things. Number two, figure out what is necessary in order to be successful at what is your barrier for entry to get through these hard things. Number three, pursue it, be all in. And number four, trust God. So that's what I'm going to leave you with on this Thursday as we embark on another beautiful weekend. I will be back next Thursday with a brand new series, new guests that I'm excited to introduce you all to. And I hope that you all have a beautiful, blessed week. And until next time, Style Crew. Hey, Style Crew, make sure you're keeping up with our podcast through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, as well as the Podcast Index. And if you'd like to view the podcast visually, check out my YouTube channel, Styled by Jessica Lauren. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at style_& conversation podcast.